Chapter 2. A Good Idea. The next day at 11 a.m., Colonel Pickering and Henry Higgins met at Higgins' laboratory in his house on Wimpole Street. The two men listened to some of Higgins' many voice recordings on his gramophone. Colonel Pickering was very impressed. As the men got ready to say goodbye, Mr. Higgins' housekeeper, Mrs. Pierce, entered. There was a rather common girl at the front door with an awful accent, she explained. The girl wanted to see Mr. Higgins. The professor was happy because this would allow him to show Colonel Pickering how he made his recordings. Eliza entered dressed in a white dress, which was a little dirty, and a black coat which had a few small holes. When he saw her, Higgins' face fell. "Why, this is the girl I wrote down last night. She's no use to me. I've got all the records I want of the Cockney way of speaking, and I'm not going to waste my time." He looked directly at Eliza and commanded, "Be off with you. I don't want you." Eliza replied, "Don't you be so rude. You ain't heard what I come for yet. He ain't above giving lessons. I heard him say so. If my money's not good enough, I can go somewhere else. I want to be a lady in a flower shop instead of selling at the corner of Tottenham Court Road. But they won't take me unless I can talk more nice." Colonel Pickering turned to his new friend. "Higgins, I'm interested. What about the ambassador's garden party? I'll say you're the greatest teacher alive if you can fix her speech for that. I'll bet you all the cost of the experiment you can do it. And I'll pay for the lessons." Eliza smiled. "Oh, you are real good. Thank you, Colonel." Higgins thought for a moment, then said, "All right, I agree. I shall make a duchess of this unfortunate woman within 6 months. We'll start today. Take her away and clean her, Mrs. Pierce, and find her some new clothes." Mrs. Pierce thought the plan was mad. Eliza should instead go home to her parents. Mr. Higgins disagreed. "All I propose is to be kind to this poor girl," said Higgins. "We must help her to prepare for her new station in life." Mrs. Pierce was upset by this. "But what's to become of her? Is she to be paid anything?" Mr. Higgins replied impatiently, "Oh, pay her whatever is necessary and write it down. What on earth will she need money for? She'll have her food and her clothes. I'm sure she'll only drink if you give her money." As Mrs. Pierce led her upstairs to wash, Eliza called back, "If I'd known what I was letting myself in for, I wouldn't have come here. I always been a good girl. I never drank in my life." With both women out of the room, Colonel Pickering turned to Mr. Higgins and said, "I hope it's understood that no advantage is to be taken of her position." Mr. Higgins was offended. "What? I assure you, Pickering, she'll be a student, nothing more. I've taught dozens of beautiful and wealthy American women how to speak English. They might as well be blocks of wood to me."